بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Returning home early at night. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best time for returning to one's family after a journey is the beginning portion of the night. Note, when a person returns in the early part of the night, he will be able to have a comfortable night and his family will be able to receive him appropriately. Returning home after performing Dhuhr Salah. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not return home unless he had performed Dhuhr Salah. Note, if a person arrives before the time of any Fard Salah, it is best to remain in the masjid until Salah has been performed and then return to his family. Meeting one's family at the approach of a Salah could cause one to be delayed or even miss the Salah completely. Prohibition of returning home at night. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never return to his home late at night after returning from a journey. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if any one of you went and returned from a long journey, he should not return to his family members at night. On one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum returned at night from a journey with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them wanted to go home immediately, but Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged them for the above reasons. Note, this would apply when they have no information of one's arrival or the arrival is unexpected. However, if they are expecting one's return, it is a different matter altogether. The inconvenience and discomfort that could be caused by a sudden unexpected arrival is obvious. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.